Good evening, and welcome to the reorganizational meeting of the Babylon Union Free School District. My name is Linda Pesci, and I'm as district clerk. I called this meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, Mrs. Razi would like to read a statement.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight, our hearts break as we'd like to honor the life of a truly remarkable young woman, Shannon Romanchuk Saturno. Many of you might have known Shannon. Mrs. Saturno was a loving mother, wife, daughter, sister, friend, and grade school teacher in the Babylon Union Free School District. Mrs. Saturno passed away peacefully yesterday, we learned. And at this time, please join us all in a moment of silence and remembrance, honoring this beautiful young woman as we keep she and her family in our hearts.
Item number 3, administration of oath. At this time, I will be swearing in our newly elected board members. Ms. Albacca, would you please rise and come forward to take the oath of office?
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Board Trustee.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of Board Trustee.
According to the best of my ability. For election of officers. At this time, I will now accept nominations for the office of President of the Babylon Union Free School District Board of Education. May I have a nomination, please? May I have a second, please?
A second.
Do I have any other nominations for President of the Board? Hearing no other nominations, may I have a motion to close nominations? Mr. Lerba? Ms. Jures? All in favor? Passes unanimously. All in favor of Ms. Donaldson as President of the Board of Education? Passes unanimously. Congratulations, Ms. Donaldson. Ms. Donaldson, will you please come forward and take the oath of office?
I,
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Board President.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of Board President.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
At this time, Board President Donaldson will take over the meeting.
Okay, thank you. I will now accept nominations for the office of Vice President of the Babylon Union Free School District's Board of Education. Do I have a nomination?
I'd like to nominate Ms. Trish Panetti.
Do I have a second? Are there any other further nominations? Hearing no other nominations, may I have a motion to close nominations? Mrs. Villarva, seconded by Mrs. Joris. All those in favor? Motion carries. All in favor of Trish Panay as Vice President? Motion carries unanimously. Will Trish Panay please come forward to take the Board of Education President, Vice President's oath of office?
I, Trisha Panay,
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of Board Vice President.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of Board Vice President.
According to the best of
my ability.
Kicking Mr. Montalto out. He's just not here tonight. Okay, so to continue with the reorganization meeting, do I have a motion to omnibus items 5 through 12 on the reorganization agenda? Mrs. Villarva, seconded by Mrs. Altbacher. All those in favor of approving items 5 through items 12 on the reorganization agenda? Motion carries unanimously. So item 13.
Now we're going to move, right?
That was an omnibus.
You're going to move. No, now you're moving the item, right? Could you do it twice?
We have to adjourn the meeting first, right?
No, the item's 5 through 12.
Okay.
On the motion.
So all those in favor?
You have to ask for a motion. Because you did on
a motion to approve items right. 5 through 12. How did I forget everything in a month? So a motion to approve items 5 through 12. Mrs. Joris, Mr. Bensavenga, all those in favor of approving items 5 through 12. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Item 13, resolved that the Board of Education adjourns the annual reorganization meeting and convenes the regular business meeting. I have a motion. Mr. Bensavenga, seconded by Mrs. Tillerba. All those in favor? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, on to the business agenda. Item 14, approval of minutes of the regular meetings of June 6, 2016 and June 20th, 2016 and special meetings of June 8, 2016 and June 30th, 2016. Do I have a motion to approve? Mrs. Panay, seconded by Mrs. Altbacher. All those in favor? Motion carries unanimously. Item 15, approval of treasurer's and business office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for May 2016 and internal claims audit report for May 2016. Do I have a motion? Mr. Bensavenga, seconded by Mrs. Joris. All those in favor? Motion carries. Item 16, superintendent's report.
Okay, welcome everybody tonight. Good to see a nice crowd here at our first meeting of the academic year. Welcome back, board. I want to begin tonight by thanking the Board of Education for a terrific first year. These group of people up at the table have volunteered their time so well this past year, and they really work on behalf of making the most sound decisions on behalf of students. I want to thank you all for that.
Thank you.
Some important news as we kick off the new year. We will be having a summer Board of Education retreat. This is our second annual retreat with this team, and the purpose will be for vision planning as well as short and long-term goal setting. The board will meet on August 12th during the daytime to do this important work. More details about the defined goals will be unveiled at the August meeting. Also in August, our wonderful administrative team, many of them who are with us here tonight, will be holding our annual retreat for the leadership team as they develop the goals further into action items. So I want to thank all of them who are also here with us tonight. Okay. Moving on, congratulations to our recent graduates. For those of you who did attend graduation, it was a truly special event. It was the first time we held commencement on the new turf field, and it was a truly wonderful morning, and we are very, very excited about the futures of our 2016 graduating class. You'll also notice that on the website, we had a video of the senior walk that took place this past spring. That's where all the seniors of the senior class walked as graduates throughout the three buildings. It can be seen on the Babylon Vimeo channel. And it was quite an emotional event for the students graduating in June, as well as for the adults, many of the teachers who had them in past years. So I want to thank all of our principals for helping us put that into motion and supporting that. Mr. Cerrone did a lot of work up here at the high school making that come to be, so thank you very much. I know put a lot of effort into that, coordinating that. We have some new administrators here with us tonight. Please welcome three new district leaders to our leadership team. Principal Travis Davey from Babylon Elementary School is here. Mr. Davey is going to be holding a meet and greet on July 20th at 10 a.m. We're very much looking forward to that. We also have our new District Director of Technology, Mr. David DeLeo. Mr. DeLeo has been working very hard these last 2 weeks in gearing up and with the Summer Wireless Project. I want to thank you for that. Good. And also, finally, we have our new Director of Guidance, Mr. Dennis Murphy. The APPR committee worked diligently throughout the last year, and the district uploaded the new 3012D APPR plan to the State Education Department prior to the July 1st deadline. Special thanks to Mr. D'Amico and his team who worked on that. Mr. Ricciardelli, Mr. Cerrone, they all came together to supervise this year-long project. Thank you very much. We are one of the few districts that made that deadline, even though there were extensions that we did not take advantage of because we were ready. Bond update. At the end of June, we actually saw phase three of the bond begin. We have a lot of demolition of key spaces here at the Babylon Junior Senior High School. We're very excited as to what September will bring when these spaces are truly renovated for student use. The summer newsletter is coming out shortly, and it will dedicate a good deal of space to bond updates. And I will pass this topic on to Trustee Ben Savinga in a few minutes so he can comment on tonight under his report. All right, Mr. Ben Savinga?
Yeah, thanks, Linda.
Under report.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
no,
good.
We don't have
we don't have reports
on
the agenda?
No.
You know what, Mr. Ben Savinga, maybe you can comment now then.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Just to expand on what Superintendent Rogers said, tremendous amount of work going on, road walls being, right now it's demo time, so you look at it and you go, oh my God, but when you see, the way it's going to look, it's going to be fantastic. I mean, the work is progressing in Rowe Hall. It's the home careers, the little theater, the biology lab. It's going to be tremendous. Talking about the outside, some of you driving down Park Boulevard will notice that the berm in front of the community garden is mostly gone. Maybe it's gone completely today. There you go, Mr. Trump. So that area there is shaping up really nicely to be what it has kind of always intended to be, which is a community space, and an educational space as well. It's donated by the community to be used as an educational space. So that's really exciting there too. So compliments to Pam and his team on that. And that's really the majority of, I mean, we can get into more detail here with the other questions, but the one of the other things we're going to do for the coming year, I believe the board has agreed to this, and please correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of the bond meetings that we do is we're going to do buildings and grounds meetings as regular meetings for buildings and grounds. There's a lot of work and a lot of things that are going on in addition to the bond, but because it's sometimes difficult to get all the bond board members to those meetings, we're going to do specific bond updates as part of the work study sessions where all the board members will be there. So that'll make it easier, especially if you make decisions, we'll have everybody there. It just makes it easier. You don't have to, you know, we don't essentially have to do the same thing twice. So that is what's coming up for the coming year. So it's exciting. And really, it's going to be just as the fields have been something not just, you know, there's a very public display of our commitment to the kids. And I'll share with you this one thought. One of my favorite things, because I work in the city and I commute, is when I take the train home on nights like tonight, and you can hear people as we pull into Battle and look, and you see the kids in the field, and sometimes the lights are on, depending on when I'm coming home. But it's really, there's a wow factor that people who don't live in this community, they look off the train, they go, holy cow, look at that, it looks fantastic. And just by the number of people you see on the fields and on the track, it's really been a very exciting addition, I think. Thank you, Ms. Ross.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You
have to wait until the appropriate time of the agenda. Thanks. Okay. We'll give you a chance, Mr. Curtin, in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
But I did say if you had any questions. You just have to wait.
some more news. Summer transportation. Together with our transportation consultant, the district has carefully planned all of the summer routing and the development of the shared runs. Mr. Robertson continues to work with Suffolk's routing team, and so far we've had a very smooth summer run with transportation. Right now, Mr. Robertson is meeting with Bosch Bus Company to get the September runs down pat. As you know, we have new bell times at both the elementary school and the grade school. We will be setting up meetings very shortly with each principal, John Bosch, and district administration to make sure that the initial loads make sense, that the runs make sense. We've added some additional bus stops, and we're hoping for a very smooth September. So we want to thank everybody involved, Dr. Daly, Mrs. Bustamante, everybody here at district office, also involved with that process, as well as our building principals. The comprehensive calendar for the Board of Education is almost complete. The draft is almost ready to go to print. We're making some final last-minute changes. We're making sure that Board of Education meetings are sacred evenings. Nothing is in conflict, as well as other evening events between and among the three buildings for parents. So that should be delivered sometime in early August to residents. Also, we have a new summer newsletter, also near completion, set to be delivered as well in early August. Our website has been completely updated as of much we can do as of today. The board page will be updated tomorrow. And if you notice, community, also we have a number of new links on the website. Some are informational links, some are class lists for parents. We let parents know about all of that, summer AP assignments, college level assignments, right? That's pretty much all up there. And just one final bit of information. On July 21st, we do have the Booster Club's second annual golf outing. It's an amazing annual event. They do so much for our students. Please come out and support the Booster Club in any way you can. All right, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that brings us to item number 17. We will now take questions from visitors on the agenda items. Now, these questions are only about the first 46 items on our agenda. I know it's a lot of things to look at. But if you do have a question for Mr. Bensavango, we request that you wait until item number 21 on the agenda. So questions on business items 1 to 46, please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Amory Martino. Just a couple of quick questions. I might go a little slow because I have a little more than 3 minutes till the end of the night. Number 3, the memorandum of agreement. I see that it's Is that retroactive to 2013? Our staff has been working under the old agreement?
Correct.
Well, thank you, staff, because I never noticed. I think that's pretty awesome of them. Mm-hmm. Number five, the probationary appointment. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody can explain that. I don't recall that we have a staff member that's resigned.
We cannot talk about personnel items, but I can talk with you after the meeting. That is a new probationary music appointment for the district.
You can't discuss a staff position? I'm not asking you to...
It's a new staff position in the music department.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're adding one FTE to the budget. Okay. And then on number 14, I see that it's for 2 years for the directors?
Correct.
Something new?
Nope. Apparently when they were initially appointed in the spring of, I wasn't here, it was spring of what, 2014? 15. They were appointed incorrectly. It should have been a 3-year appointment as per the BTA contract.
So when they got the new contract, it was for 3 years.
Yeah, but they were only appointed for 1 year, so
right.
We have to go back now.
But
and
the old
fix
contract
the
was for 1 year. Now it's for 3 years going
no,
forward.
No, it was supposed to be a 3-year appointment back then.
We just made the
before
error.
The term.
There was
so
an error made.
The term of the contract.
There was an error made at the time. Of appointment, which we picked up now, and
okay.
It should be a 3-year appointment.
I'm just trying to confirm: is it that it's a 3-year appointment in the contract, or it's an
in
appointment
the
for
contract,
the term, or is it an appointment for the term of the contract?
It's an appointment at the time of the original appointment. So now they have two years left. That's why you see on here it ends.
I understand it's for 3 years. Is that because the contract's 3
yes.
years, or that's because it's a 3-year appointment?
It's a 3-year.
It's a 3-year appointment.
Thank you.
Yep.
Other questions from visitors on items 1 through 46? Okay, hearing no questions. Any board discussion? Items 1 through 46.
I'm going to be voting against item 12 and items 17 and 19, but as we pull that out for the omnibus. No problem with 99% of people in 12, big problem with you. And 17 and 19 just don't feel like the right thing to do. But the right thing to do is to sound both against.
12, 17, and 19?
12, 17, and 19.
Okay. I just wanted to touch on item number 34 with the transportation consultant.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 1-year agreement, right?
Correct.
And I, you know, doing the new routing and the new bell times, I would imagine that there'd be a lot of things for us to be working out.
Correct.
So I had some questions from community members about whether or not this is going to continue every year. So can you just elaborate on that a little bit about the purpose of this contract?
The purpose of this is, we did a lot of work this past year with transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Robinson worked with the board very closely on implementing some recommendations. Many of those recommendations happened this summer and are going into next year. So we at this time feel it's appropriate that we make another annual appointment. Board of Ed can only make annual appointments.
Okay.
In the realm of consultants,
mm-hmm.
which he is. And that will be a recommendation based on our work with Dr. Daly, together with myself, making a recommendation to the board moving forward. But we're really going into the key year where I think we need Mr. Robertson.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Just to add, he's done a great job.
He has.
Phenomenal work.
Any other questions or discussion from the board? No? Okay. So, do we have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 11, items 13 through 16, item 18, and items 20 through 46? Mrs. Altbacher, Mr. Bensavenga. Do I have a motion to approve? All those in favor? Motion carries. Do I have a motion to approve items 1 through 11, items 13 through 16, item 18, items 20 through 46? Mrs. Delerba, Mrs. Panay. All those in favor of approving items 1 through 11, 13 through 16, 18 and 20 through 46. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, do I have a motion to approve item number 12? Mrs. Zerba, seconded by Mrs. Altbacher. All those in favor of approving item number 12? I have 5 yeas. All those opposed? I have 1 no. Motion carries. Do I have a motion to approve item number 17 on the business agenda? Mrs. Panay, seconded by Mrs. Joris. All those in favor of approving item number 17? I have 5 yeas. All those opposed? 1 no. Motion carries. Do I have a motion to approve item number 19? Mrs. Altbacher, seconded by Mrs. Joris. All those in favor of approving item number 19? I have 5 yeas. All those opposed? I have 1 no. Motion carries. Okay, so that brings me to agenda item 19, other business.
Okay, we do have a summer board workshop coming up through SCOPE Educational Services. That is on August 11th. I'm trying to hopefully get our entire board to join us that night. It's a great event. We do have Roger Tillison who will be speaking to all the board members in Suffolk County.
And Commissioner's not coming?
She might be. So that is August 11th. As you know, we have our annual retreat August 12th, starting at 9:30 a.m. on August 12th. I also wanted to bring up the late summer Board of Education building tour and inspection. I'm throwing out a date which we can talk about. I'm thinking Friday, August 26th at 8 a.m. I don't know if Fridays are good or bad for people, but think about that and get back to me,
okay.
All right, if that date works.
Just remember, I can't go any date after that because I'm teaching next week. So
right. The following week, a lot of our teachers on the board go back to work. That's the Friday before that final week of August. So this is a date where we go around the district and we check the status of the facilities, the bond work that's been going on all summer. And I want to thank our wonderful, wonderful grounds, maintenance, and custodial staff, Mr. Pano. The grade school berm looks great. It's cleared out. Thank you, Mr. Pano, for orchestrating that as well through your office. Very nice. Okay, that's all I have.
So we just need to let Mrs. Rosen know as soon as possible that August 11th, which is the SCOPE evening, and August 26th, which is the walkthrough, if that's good for us. So if you could let her know in the next day or two, that would be very much appreciated. Okay, representatives of organizations, please approach the podium and state your name. Okay. Having no representatives? Can we do that on other business? Okay, we skipped over something on other business, so we're just going to give Mrs. Rossi the floor.
I do want to recognize Mr. Eddie Story, who's with us tonight. Eddie is appointed tonight as the new music teacher. So congratulations. Thank you. We're happy to have you here.
Okay, questions from visitors? Please approach the podium and state your name. Mr. Curran, if you would like to come up.
Please, a very, very brief question.
No problem.
I hope it's a brief answer. Oh, quiet. Coming up, you want the ladies first?
The ladies first.
Look at me. We've got Frank Curran, 420 Fire Island, here we go. Just a quick question. During the week, I noticed these big white tubes coming out of the second floor in the school as I went across the avenue in front of the school. I just wondered what that was.
The white tubes?
I'm sure it's...
If I had the bed, it's a clear demo, but we have Mr. Pano here.
I'm sorry.
If I had the bed, it was for getting the demo out of the building, but Mr. Pano's here, he can ask you, that's for exactly.
What kind of demo were you trying to get out?
It was an abatement project.
going on the abatement from the floor tile in both the home and career rooms and the art rooms.
Right. So this was tile actually coming out, or dust from the work?
It goes through a filter system, and then the air from there is exhausted.
I see. Well, tile, what kind of tile was it? When you say tile?
Final asbestos tile.
Okay, so that's dangerous stuff.
There's air monitoring going on inside and outside the building while this is going on.
Right.
To ensure that none of the...
So it grinds up the tile?
No, it separates it from the floor, and then it's bagged. There is positive air pressure in the room, and the excess air is pushed through filters that filter out any of the asbestos fibers, and
right.
That air is exhausted.
Right. Very, very dangerous process. Everything that came out...
Well, you have to be licensed in order to do
sure.
the abatement process.
Sure. This was the old asbestos tile that was on the floor,
correct.
Years ago.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
stuff that you get rid of and get it out with anything.
We have to do it in a proper way.
Yes, very much. I was wondering what the rest was too. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pano.
Hello, it's Robert Stroh. It's not really a question. It's a thank you for taking care of the berm. Looks a hell of a lot better. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from visitors? Okay, hearing no questions. Item 22, future board meetings. The board will meet for a regular business meeting on Monday, August 15th at 7 p.m. here in the library. I would also like to entertain a motion to enter executive session for the purpose of discussing the employment history of a particular individual and advice from counsel. In return, out front, we will simply be adjourning. No other business will be conducted. Do I have a motion? Mr. Bensavango, Mrs. Allbacker. All those in favor? Motion carries. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.